Let's start with you, Dan. As a dyed-in-the-wool Worcester City supporter, days do not get much better than this.
No, it's such a proud day for someone who's followed Worcester City nearly all my life. I have to say, this is their proudest moment. They just played so brilliantly from the first minute to the last. You would never have known of the gulf between the two sides in terms of league position. They just gave everything they had, and you wondered how long they could keep it up. Well, the answer was 97 minutes and a superb performance. The goals, there's that second goal from Sean Geddes, you know, struck like a true professional. It was just fantastic. And to see that goal go in with all the Worcester City fans in the bank behind the goal, the 3,000 that had travelled here just celebrating. And right at the end, for me, the best moment, all of the players and the manager, all the backroom staff, they all sprinted towards the bank of travelling fans. And, you know, you'd have to have no emotion at all to not get choked up by that. Unbelievable. One of the greatest days in the history of Worcester City Football Club. And what a privilege for us to be here to see it.
I'm bound to ask, Dan, how was it received by the Coventry fans at the end?
Well, the Coventry fans were booing at half time, and at the end it was difficult to tell because of all the cheering City fans, but you can tell the Coventry supporters are really not happy. You know, to get turned over by a side from non-league three divisions below in your own backyard in front of your own fans, it's hard to stomach for some of them. Of course, questions are being asked about the future of the manager, Stephen Presley. I saw a bit of his interview for television, and you've never seen somebody so unhappy as Stephen Presley looked in that interview.
Let's bring Keith in, who I know is alongside you. Keith, you've seen a few of these days in your time as a Hereford United supporter and indeed a Hereford United commentator. Where does this rank?
Oh, it's a privilege to be here. It's what football is all about. I love the FA Cup, not just because of, you know, Hereford United's exploits in the past. It's just the competition that comes alive every year. There's always going to be shocks. And when you see the commitment that the supporters have put in, come here, a big day out in a Premier League arena, because that's what the Rico really is, and so for the players to come here and perform as they did, it's just fantastic. It really is.
And City, presumably very good value for it.
They played the best football of the two sides, and the understanding that they've developed. We were talking to Matt Gardner, the assistant manager, a few minutes ago, and he was talking about that, saying we didn't have to change the squad too much this season, and so they know, each player knows what their roles and responsibilities are, and he's been able to tinker and bring players in like Sean Geddes, who ends up as being the hero for Worcester City in the FA Cup. Two great goals, one very, very cool from the penalty, and a second, a lovely strike into the opposite corner. It was a thoroughly deserved victory, and I hope each and every Worcester City fan will go home, massive smile on their face, and please turn up for the next home game at Agra.
Dan, Sean Geddes was brought in then for a nominal fee from Stourbridge. That seems like money very well spent.
Absolutely, it does. Sean Geddes, someone who scored a hatful of goals for Stourbridge. His goal scoring ratio was quite noticeable, but of course the question is always, can they do it at a higher level? And quite quickly Sean Geddes showed that he could. He scored three or four goals within his first few games, but he can't, I don't think, have played in an arena like this. And the way that he tucked the penalty in was such a cool finish. But the second goal as well, it was like an arrow. The amount of power he got on the ball, he smashed it, kept it low. It was just inside the post. We were in the perfect position here in the commentary box, right behind the shot. You could see that it was going in. And, you know, what an impact for a player who, as you say, cost very little money.
Well, I'm delighted for both you and Keith, really, because this makes up for a lot of trips to sort of North Ferriby United and Barrow on a Tuesday night. And we've all done them, let's be honest. But a day like this makes it all worthwhile, presumably.
Well, this is the biggest stadium I've ever commentated in. It's the biggest game and it's the biggest result. And, you know, so it doesn't get any better than that. As I said, I've watched Worcester City play football since I was a little boy. I grew up in the stadium down the road. From the ground, didn't grow up in the stadium. I grew up down the road from the stadium, and I've watched them most of my life. And I have to tell you, this has got to be my proudest day as a Worcester City fan. It's the most exciting commentary I've been involved in, and to be able to describe that second goal from Sean Geddes is just a dream come true. And but it could get even better because they're in the second round. They're in the hat tomorrow.
Keith, final point from you. I understand you outed Carson Wishart as a Coventry City supporter with about 10 minutes to go.
I did, and it deserves to be done. He, you know, he's tried to keep this quiet for too long now. And it's, you know, today was the day. FA Cup giant killing. No Coventry City through to the second round of the FA Cup. So Carson Wishart, you know, you're going to have to take it right on the chin.